I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He is the Hall of Famer. He is the General. He is John McClain, and he is presented by HornSolutions.net. John, it's great to see you. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm an old coot with a Hall of Fame.
I knew when I said that, John, and you're sitting there, I'm like, man, John's going to give me
grief. I love it when people talk about you being old, like all of a sudden you've lost your mind. But, hey, I'm old. I know it. I embrace it. And I do have a Hall of Fame vote. And if I voted in baseball, I would have voted those guys into the Hall of Fame.
That's good to hear.
And also, I'm glad in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, our bylaws say we don't legislate morals. So if Seth had a great career and he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame, it doesn't matter if he killed people. Based on our bylaws, we'd have to vote him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. If OJ came up today and I believe he murdered two people, I would still vote for him based on our bylaws. Now, maybe they would change them. When Lawrence Taylor went in, we had the bylaws read to us twice. And there was a lot of argument about it because of his career away from football. Yeah. But it would have been preposterous not to put one of the two greatest defensive players in history in the Hall of Fame. So yeah. I'm glad we don't have to worry about the things the 400 voters do for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, John, it's the very reason I chose football over baseball. It's like, hey, look. I'm a live wire. I don't know what these hands are capable of.
Right on the coast.
And if I decide that some sucker needs to pay with his life, I don't want it to hurt my Hall of Fame chances.
Right. I love that John mixed Seth Payne and O.J. Simpson into the same take Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Exactly. John McClain is presented by HornSolutions.net. All right, John, we got a lot to get into with you today. It feels like Josh McCown has worked his way into, if not pole position for the Texans head coaching job, certainly a very intriguing talking point in this whole search. Where do you stack rank Josh McCown right now?
They interviewed him a year ago and offered him a job, and he said no. He wanted it to be to take a year off with his family, which he did. Now they've interviewed him again. Now, if he was on the staff, I think that would be tremendous. Based on everything I've heard about him, wrote a column about it Sunday, went into detail about what people say about him who know him, who've worked with him as an assistant coach, and maybe that's where he'll be. I think it'd be great if the new coach hired him like quarterback coach, if Pep Hamilton were the offensive coordinator and play caller. But everybody thinks at some point he's got everything it takes to be a terrific coach, but he needs to work his way up. And I don't know why you'd interview him a second time if you seriously weren't considering him to be the head coach.
Yeah.
I know Jack Easterby loves the guy. I was told that they bonded over religion when he was here from November 1st to March when he was released, even though he spent a lot of time at home wherever he lives in Texas. And I was told by several people, you watch, they're so close. Easterby's going to do everything he can to get him in here. Well, now, Caserio came in, he interviewed him, and it's Nick's butt that's on the line. You know,
is it his decision,
it's
too?
It's his decision. Okay. It's not Jack Easterby's decision.
Yeah.
Jack makes no decisions in personnel, but he can try to influence somebody. But if Caserio interviewed him twice and thinks he's good enough to hire, of course they'd be way out of the box thinking – But then he would recommend it to Cal McNair, and he'd sign off on it.
Yep.
And so I have no idea what they're doing. I'm stunned. They haven't tried to interview Gerard Mayo, as a couple teams have. I wish they would interview D'Amico Ryans, give him a chance to state his case. He's been a coach since 2017. Boy, you talk about all the negativity going on here. That would generate a lot of positivity. But Caserio's got to do what he thinks should be done to win. That's how he's judged. He doesn't care what the media says, the fans. All he wants to do is try to put a winner on the field, and he has to do what he believes. He should not be influenced by anyone but the man in the mirror.
I guess, John, why do you suppose that nobody's been hired yet around the league? It's getting weird.
A lot of people ask that. Last year, David Culley was last, and I think he was like 2 days away from being hired. I think a lot of it has to do with the Rooney Rule. Teams have come under so much criticism for right now having only two minority coaches, Mike Tomlin and Ron Rivera. And I think the modifications of the Rooney Rule, where you have to interview at least two minorities for GM jobs and head coaching jobs, a lot of teams are interviewing more than two because they don't want it to look like they're just interviewing two for the Rooney Rule. And teams are being much more thorough. And I think now that we have two general managers, Joe Shane and the Giants, and Ryan Poles with the Bears, who came from Kansas City, that you'll start to see some head coaches being fired. And there's four GM jobs that were open, and I don't think Rick Smith got an interview, which really surprises me. He at least didn't get an interview.
Yeah, yeah. John, you mentioned Gerard Mayo. Do we know if the Texans, not just Gerard Mayo, do we know, are there candidates that they've reached out to for interviews who basically just come back and said, I'm not interviewing for that job?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is who they've interviewed. They still want to interview Kevin O'Connell, the Rams offensive coordinator.
Yeah, what's happening with that?
And that's I'm not sure. The thing that with Jonathan Gannon and Joe Lombardi and Kevin O'Connell, they've all been an offensive coordinator for one season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to look at one for one season, D'Amico Ryan's been a coordinator for one season. D'Amico would be an incredibly popular choice with fans and media, and everybody that's worked with him says he's going to be a head coach. I started hearing that when Robert Saleh was the coordinator, and I wrote a column on D'Amico before the 49ers-Texans played and talked to some people out there, and they swear by him.
John, Aaron Glenn's also being interviewed by a couple places, former Houston Texan, last year as the defense coordinator for the Lions. Are you hearing anything about that? I know he interviewed somewhere last year. Is he kind of building steam like D'Amico is a guy who's talked about in circles?
Well, the difference is he's working for Detroit, and the Lions are awful. So I think that's held against him. But New Orleans, where he coached, there's talk that Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, who replaced Sean Payton when he had COVID-19. That's a natural progression. But if you're going to go there, it's weird. Say they hired Aaron Glenn. What kind of contract are they going to give him knowing Sean Payton could want to come back next year? And that would be very awkward. Say they promoted Dennis Allen when the next year Sean Payton said, I'm ready to come back, and maybe Dennis Allen hopes he did well enough to get another head coaching job. But that's just an awkward situation. Maybe Sean Payton already knows he wants to go somewhere else because they're in terrible situation. He just did the best coaching job of his career.
Yeah, to go nine and eight,
a winning record with the outfit he had, quarterbacks playing four, including rookie and Book.
Yep.
No offense to Notre Dame.
That's okay.
And I thought he was just tremendous. Now everybody says he's going to the Cowboys. Sean Payton had total control, Saints, final say over everything. Would he go to the Cowboys where Jerry and Steven Jones have final say
over
everything, and they love Will McClay, their terrific personnel director, who just got an extension and just turned down GM interviews to stay there? Would he go there? Would Jerry put it in writing?
Yeah.
You have final say. He hadn't done that
with
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
I guess I hadn't even really thought about Payton realistically going back to the Saints. So I guess you're saying the Saints are gonna have to tell any candidates that come in basically, no, we're not hiring Sean Payton back, won't they?
Yeah, you would think, but do they know that? Has he told them?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, but I'm saying they have to basically cut ties right now on Sean Payton. They can't be in limbo for a year hoping that Sean Payton comes back or, like, leaving the door open for him. They just got to say, okay, well, hey, that was nice. It was a beautiful experience, but we're done with you forever. If they actually want to get a coach to buy in long-term right now. Right.
And I'm wondering if they promote Dennis Allen, is that a long-term deal?
Is that a tell, maybe, that Payton could come back?
That's true. They've had a year of an interim coach before.
They have.
Yeah. With Pete Carmichael Jr. there.
Yep, with Bountygate.
When it comes to compensation, you know, John Gruden cost two ones and two twos. And Sean Payton was more successful in the Saints than Gruden was with the Raiders. So whoever gets him is going to have to pay dearly to get one of the best coaches who's just tremendous. And I think he'll do a year in TV, and then he'll see what's out there, and they'll have to work out compensation. Gruden costs more than Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Oh, Joe Vitt, not Pete Carmichael Jr.
Oh, Joe Vitt was the interim.
Pete Carmichael Jr. is always there, but yep, Joe Vitt.
All right, Payne and Pendergast and John McClain. John McClain's presented by HornSolutions.net. All right, let's shift gears and talk about this weekend that was in football. John McClain has watched decades worth of divisional round games. Was this past weekend the greatest weekend of NFL playoff football he's ever witnessed? That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.